Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is always my honor and blessing to share this time with you, as we do every Monday through Friday live right here at StephenKLive.com. If you have a question or comment, you can join us at 713-783-8365. That's 713-S-T-E-V-E-N-K, or shoot an email to me at StephenKLive.com, and I'll be happy to help you along. Joining me now is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. His name's Dr. Dan Cuney, and he gives us great advice on how to take better care of our health. Dr. Dan is here to teach us about the things that we shouldn't eat if we're really concerned about our health, and the food and the toxins that are in foods that we really ought to be looking to avoid. And Dr. Dan, you wrote a great article for our newsletter this week called The Top Four Toxins. You know, my mind is on taxes right now, considering is, you know, we're approaching those deadlines next month and the month after, and I keep wanting to say taxes, but this is even worse than taxes. Believe it or not, yes, there is something worse than taxes, and that's death. And those are the two certainties in life, aren't they? The death and taxes. So here we're talking about the top four toxins to avoid putting in your mouth. And these are things that are fairly common ingredients to a lot of the foods that we're either that we make and eat today, or that we're given to eat when we go out.
Yes, Stephen. You know, one of the things that happens in nutrition is that it becomes overwhelming. You hear so much material from the left and right and everywhere, and you're looking at it, and you just don't know what to pay attention to. You're not sure, you know, what are the really important things to avoid and what are the really important things to move towards. In some of our previous shows we've done, you know, what are the important things to move towards, when we talked about, you know, moving towards more protein and more fat, and moving and less starches, and moving towards the, you know, more whole foods like vegetables and fruits, things that God has put on the planet. Well, today what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit more about the top four toxins to avoid putting in your mouth, because I want to just kind of like break it down and say, look, you're hearing so much. What are the things you really, really want to avoid? So that was the intention of the article today.
Well, let's review the top four list, and then we'll go through them each in a little bit more detail. But I didn't want to say them myself because I don't want to steal your thunder. and you're the expert anyway, so I shouldn't be talking about this stuff. But, you know, what are the top four most important toxins that we should avoid?
Well, the first is trans fats. The second is high fructose corn syrup. The third is monosodium glutamate, which you may also know as MSG. And the last is artificial sweeteners. And we're going to talk about these in depth, but these top four things are things that you really want to consider removing if you wanted to avoid heart disease, avoid cancer, avoid neurological disorders.
Now, the sad thing is that I don't know many foods that don't contain at least half of this list, let alone probably a majority, if not all of them, at the same time.
Isn't that interesting? So that's, you keep hearing me say that we want to eat foods the way that God's put them on the planet. There's a reason I keep saying that, is because when you start eating from the outside of the grocery store, okay, it's not going to have this, right? So if you eat from the outside of the grocery store, that typically is stuffed in the outside of the grocery store that God's put on the planet, nature's put on the planet, which is fruits, vegetables, animal products, right? But then when you start going to the inside of the grocery store, we have man-made products, right? And when we move into man-made products, what happens is that they've decided, and we're going to get into this in a minute, but they've just decided to say, well, let's put this in there because it's going to sell more. And we put this in there because it's going to taste better, which will make us sell more. We'll put this in there because it'll make sure that it doesn't go bad in the shelves and we won't lose our money. And guess what happens when they do that? When you turn food into plastic, it doesn't help you get healthier. It actually takes away from your health. So this is the problem.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and this is the problem. We have plastic foods now. You take a Twinkie, and do this, guys. Buy a Twinkie and put it up on the shelf and leave it there for 6 months. And I swear to you, what will happen is it will look exactly the same. I've done this. There will be no difference in it besides the fact that it gets hard. That's it. Okay, 6 months, a year, 10 years, I mean, Twinkies just continually last. There won't be a scrap of bacteria that's growing on it. Now, if bacteria won't eat it, do you think we should be?
Good point. Very, very good point. And And I guess the Hostess company just wishes they had the preservation in their finances like the product that they made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a sad story because we all grew up with these treats.
Absolutely. You know, and I did. And that's the thing that's really challenging is because I grew up this way. My mom didn't know better. I didn't know better, right? And so we ate these things. And, you know, the more and more I got into health, the more and more I realized that nutrition was a must for us to be able to create a good, healthy life.
And that's the key to good health is education. And we've been taught many of the wrong things. And I know that part of that is just the scientific discovery as we get more advanced and we learn these things. Although you have said on the show that some of these things have been known for quite some time, mm-hmm. yet the other end of food distribution, which is the business end, sometimes fights against this. Mm-hmm. But we've known some of these things for a long time, but some of it gets discovered and we learn better things. So maybe when we were growing up, we didn't know as much. And the important thing is to get the information and get the education on what you need to look for in your foods so that you can eat and therefore be healthier.
Certainly. I mean, it's for example, for trans fats, I don't know the exact year, but for about 50 years now, we've known that trans fats were unhealthy, and we've been talking about it in the health profession. But as you know, just in the last 5 to 10 years, it's become much more prevalent. I mean, you even see New York City saying the restaurants are going trans fat free. You know, I mean, this is a huge, huge thing for something like that to happen. But it is taking time, and you have to remember that, unfortunately, I don't like to talk about politics, and it's not my cup of tea, but politics do get into this, and so they spend millions of dollars on the food lobbyists. So what happened with trans fats is now you can buy a product that says no trans fats on the front with a nice big label on it, and you can turn it over and can still have trans fats in it as long as it's less than 1 gram. You know why that happened? Food lobbyists. They spent millions of dollars to see that they could still use trans fats in their food because they knew that it was going to help the preservation of their food. So this is the challenge. You must read labels. And this is what I'm teaching you today. This is all about turning the product over. Read what's in there. And if you can't decipher what's in your own food, why would you put it in your mouth? And that's the thing that we want to learn. And I want you to learn these words before going, you know, being done with the show today. Trans fats, high fructose corn syrup, monosodium glutamate, aka MSG, and artificial sweeteners. And when I say artificial sweeteners, I'm talking about aspartame, aka NutraSweet, sucralose, aka Splenda, and saccharin, aka Sweet and Low. These are the things that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the healthy artificial sweeteners like stevia, for example, or xylitol. You know, we're talking about things that are chemicals.
And, you know, you brought up something else because, like you said, trans fats became more popular over the last 3-5 years, whatever it is. And so now we're seeing a lot more of that in our food packaging. I went to the store the other day, and I was buying a product, and right on the front in big, bold letters it said, zero trans fats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you used to not see stuff like that. And I remember watching this stand-up comedian who once said that he was at the store and he was buying cheese, and on the box it said, made with real cheese. And the joke was, when has something being real become an important selling point in our food?
I know. It's really insane, isn't it? It really is. And that's one of the classes that I teach. You know, we teach nutrition for children and nourishing our children and going back to the basics. I've mentioned, and we've done a radio show before on Western Price, and we pull those traditional ideas out and say, look, this is what we did for thousands of years, and why did we change it in the last 50 and or last 100 years, and people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
And the other point that I wanted to make is that we're talking about one thing becoming a trend, and really we need to be looking at all of these things that are in our food and making sure that we understand what they are, what good they can do for us, or in this case, in relation to today's topic, what harm they can do to us, because otherwise we're just not creating good health for ourselves.
Yes. Yes, certainly. So let's, do you want to start getting into the individual things? So we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Let's get into the list next. And the first thing we're going to talk about here on the show is trans fats. And again, the list, I'll repeat it, is, trans fats, high fructose corn syrup, MSG, which is monosodium glutamate. I almost wasn't able to say that. And then, of course, our artificial sweeteners. We're going to hit each of these points in detail as we go through the show here today. And if you need Dr. Dan's help, if you really want to understand what you can do to better your health, I recommend that you sit down with a consult with Dr. Dan and get more help directly. You can call him at his office at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Or look him up on his website, drdanwellness.com. He has a lot of great information that you can find on his website. Look at the nutritional information that he has. And again, you can find it all at drdanwellness.com. We'll be back with more right here on Life, Business, and Money. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay. It is always my honor and blessing to share this time with you. If you need help, if you are looking for a way to improve your life, your business, your money, that's what this show is designed to do. You can find more resources available online at StephenKayLive.com. You can call me directly, live or podcast, at 713-783-8365. That number spells my name, 713-STEVENK. And, of course, you can email me at StephenKLive.com, and I'll be glad to assist you. Now, I'm here with Dr. Dan Cuney, one of our great show advisors. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, and we're talking about the top four toxins to avoid putting in your mouth. And, Dr. Dan, we've reviewed the list. We've talked a little bit about the health concerns here, and you just started to discuss the importance of avoiding trans fats in our diet. So let's get a little bit more into that.
Certainly, Stephen. Okay, so first thing to understand was trans fats. We're going to do a radio show where we explain this a little bit more depth, but because we're going over four topics, I'm just going to give the basic concept. Trans fats, what they are, they're something to make food not spoil. Okay, so basically what happened was food manufacturers realized that vegetable oils were spoiling on the shelf too quickly for their taste because they couldn't mass produce them, leave them on the shelves for a long period of time, and they were oxidizing. So they figured out if they inject hydrogen into the oils, what ends up happening is it changes the oil. Well, that's true. It does change the oil, and it doesn't spoil. The problem is that it turns it into almost like a plastic food, and that's what I was referencing a few minutes ago. So this is margarine, for example. And, yes, I do advocate eating butter over margarine. Margarine is not healthy. It never has been. There's just been a lot of marketing along that line to try to tell you that to go down that road. So what I want you to understand is that basically when they inject this hydrogen in there, it turns into a hydrogenated oil. That's why that big word, and I apologize. And the only reason why I want you to get that big word hydrogenated because that's the word you're looking for. So it looks like the word hydrogen, which is H-Y-D-R-O-G-E-N, hydrogenated oils. That's the word you're looking for in the packages. You remember, we cannot trust the package that says no trans fats on the front because they lied. And a little bit of a poison is still poison, and it does add up.
I read somewhere that they changed the name of the ingredients to, although they're technically, the naming of the ingredients are technically the same thing, they changed the name because if people start to catch on, hey, this particular ingredient isn't good for you, and then they stop buying the food that contains that ingredient, well, they just name it something else that still translates to the same exact ingredient, but then people don't recognize, oh, that's the bad thing I'm looking to avoid.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the game that's
going on. In fact,
we
talked about that last week when we talked about MSG.
Yeah, and MSG having at least like 10 different names. And that is, it is a very big challenge. And, you know, in my household, what we do is we stay mostly to the foods that God's put on the planet. But that doesn't mean that everybody's going to do that. And I realize you're going to, you're going to want to buy some prepackaged food. So then when you do that, you just have to educate yourself. So what's the deal? Why do I care about eating trans fats? And I think that's an important thing. It has been linked to major illnesses such as autoimmune disease and heart disease. And we now know, I mean, even FDA and these other big, governmental agencies have started talking about trans fats. They've talked about, you remember, the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol, the LDLs and the HDLs. You probably heard, keep your highs high and your lows low. Mm-hmm. It does the exact opposite. Trans fats reverses that. And because it does do that, then we know that this is having effect on heart disease. And so we have to realize that they are basically a way to cause more inflammation in the body. And this gets more technical, and we'll go into this next week, but in the short form, trans fats weakens the cell membrane, which causes DNA of your cell to leak into your bloodstream, which causes your own immune system to attack it, which is the underlying cause of most autoimmune diseases. Now, there are doctors out there right now shaking their heads left and right saying, that's not what I've been taught. But I understand this is the cutting edge research that's out there that's happening in these research facilities, and they're watching this happen. And so we're saying, huh, okay, now we understand some of the underlying causes. Why is autoimmune disease, like multiple sclerosis, for example, Graves' disease, for example, why these things are skyrocketing in our numbers, and we're having millions of people coming down with these illnesses and saying, oh, you're just throwing our hands up, not knowing why? Well, we're recognizing it. It was what we did.
Yeah, and you just said something that's key and so simple. Heart disease is on the rise. Trans fats are linked to causing heart disease. Mm-hmm. We've seen the rise. These are in our foods more. I think even I can put two and two together.
Yeah, and that's really huge. And for the people out there that are dealing with autoimmune disease, this is a big one for you guys. I want you to understand that you must stop all trans fats if you want to try to make a difference. Now, that's not enough. You have to do other things. Like we have a doctor in our office, a nutritionist in our office, and when she actually was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she's been in remission by medical test now for over 15 years. And that's just amazing, because that doesn't happen, and you know that doesn't happen. But what we've done is we've been able to strengthen upper cell membranes, help her liver detoxify, strengthen her neurohormonal system, and bring her back to health and be in remission, so that she doesn't have any more degrading of her nerves. And as you know, what ends up happening is you have difficulty walking, and then you end up in a wheelchair, and it just progressively, you have difficulty with vision and all these other things. So there's miracles are available to you. I don't claim them. Obviously they're up to God, but what we can do is just give your body what it needs and allow God to do the healing.
Yeah, if you're doing the right things for your body, it can help you get healthier. It can help you avoid and prevent these symptoms that we seem to experience and are becoming more prevalent in our society with our healthcare. And I just think that's an important part of us being able to take care of ourselves. Toxin number two. This is something that I've been on to for a very long time, and it's high fructose corn syrup. And, the first thing that I think of when I think of this, of course, is soda. And I know soda's bad for you for a lot of reasons, but this has got to be probably the top ingredient that makes it extremely bad for you. I have a friend who considers this stuff poison, and I bet you're going to tell me, well, he's not that far off.
He isn't that far off. Actually, in other countries, like, for example, Coca-Cola, they won't allow Coca-Cola in other countries with high fructose corn syrup. Okay, so they use different forms of sugar, because other countries, they have a little bit more pull in making sure that the right things enter in their society. And, on that, by the way, there's also another little aside, which we'll talk about a whole nother thing, but the genetic engineering that's happening to our corn, many other countries won't allow our corn into their country now, because we can't even export our corn out of the country because of genetic engineering. But back to high fructose corn syrup. So on my website is a link to this YouTube video by Robert Lustig, a medical doctor and professor of pediatrics at the Division of Endocrinology. And what he basically did is he put this video together to explain what happens with high fructose corn syrup and what happens with sugar. And he did successfully show us, and it gets really technical, guys, but if you want to learn this thing, you spend the 2 hours watching this video, and you will be dumbfounded, and you'll probably not put this high fructose corn syrup in your body anymore. But the long story short is it basically acts like alcohol. So you know how alcohol can cause cirrhosis of the liver and cause all these other problems after you having lots and lots of alcohol?
Yeah.
Okay, well, high fructose corn syrup does this too. So it's not surprising that our liver disease is up. I mean, there's other reasons for it. Alcohol is a reason. We know acetaminophen, or aka Tylenol, is the number one cause of liver disease in the United States. But what I want you to get is high fructose corn syrup is causing massive amounts of problems and obesity in our nation. It's reacting in the body much, much differently than sugar is. And the only reason we use it so much is it's cheap to produce, okay? When we were back using regular sugar, our nation was a much healthier than before we started adding high fructose corn syrup.
You know, and you mentioned Coca-Cola, and Pepsi Company did a very cool thing, I think it was about a year ago, where they did a very short-lived series of all their brands called Throwback. So they had Pepsi Throwback and Mountain Dew Throwback. And they went back to, instead of making it with the high fructose corn syrup, they made it with real sugar. And I thought, oh, that's such a very cool idea. I always thought I never understood why they went to making it that way, other than, I guess, what you say.
Finances.
It's strictly finances, and it's sad because I don't know if it makes it taste any better. I personally don't think so. And you've got to wonder why we would use a chemical that we would know is not good for people's health.
Yeah, I know. You know, I don't like to get into the politics of it. I like getting into the pointing fingers, and I don't even really like using company names, because it's not about that, guys. It's about what can you choose to do to live a different, probable, predictable future.
Well, and that's a good point, because I opened this part of the topic up by talking about soda. But what really surprised me when I started to learn a little bit more about high fructose corn syrup is that it's in a lot of stuff.
Yes.
It's in a lot of the foods that we eat that you'd never suspect. I think I read somewhere that it's actually put into beef.
Yeah. I mean, there's a possibility that there's some people who are injecting that. The other issue with beef is that they're feeding them corn. So when they feed them corn, which is not the thing that, you know, God meant, you know, think about cows. They're out grazing what? Green grass.
Exactly.
And so when they do that, and when they feed them corn, it's a little bit of an aside, but when they feed them corn, what ends up happening is their omega-3-6 ratio flips, okay? And so now they have way too many of omega-6s, which causes all sorts of problems of brain and inflammation and other issues that we have with ADD and so on. And then there's something called conjugated linoleic acid, which is CLA for short, which is known to be an anti-cancer fat that's in grass-fed beef. And it's not there in this corn-fed beef. And so what they're doing is they're changing even the natural food supply. They're changing, just like we can change a human being by feeding them, you know, the improper foods, we can change a cow and change the beef that we put into our body. So I use grass-fed beef. There's links and articles about that on my website. Maybe we'll do a show on it one day.
If you want to see some of these articles that Dr. Dan is talking about, you can find them directly on his website, drdanwellness.com. Yes, we have a link to Dr. Dan directly on our homepage for the show. But you can go to drdanwellness.com right now. Look under the nutritional section. There's lots of different topics that he has under there, from what we've discussed in the past about the seven pillars of health to healthy foods and unhealthy foods and toxins like we're discussing today. And if you look under unhealthy foods and toxins, you'll see the top four toxins to avoid article and video information that he's talking about right now. So you can find that again online at drdanwellness.com. And if you want additional help from Dr. Dan, of course you can call him directly at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. And set up a consult. Dr. Dan, is your initial consult at no charge?
Well, I'd be happy to talk to you about the basics over the phone and so on. But if you sit down with me for an hour, it's $120 for the first hour.
See, and that's what I love about all my show advisors, that they'll give you some of their time without worrying about the business side of it, just so that they can help you. Get more information today at drdanwellness.com. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, and as always, I love being able to provide the information and advice that we do on this program. LBM Radio's mission is helping you be successful, and that includes being successful in your own life by taking care of your health. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And that's why we have our great show advisor, Dr. Dan Cuney, here on the Life, Business, and Money radio program, giving you good health advice. If you need help, if you have a question, if you need more information, give me a call directly at 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Or shoot an email to me at stephenklive.com. And I'll help you as much as I can. But most likely, especially if your question is about health and wellness and being able to take better care of yourself and your body, to have more energy, to live a longer life, I'm going to refer you to Dr. Dan rather quickly. And you can find all of his information on our website at stephenklive.com. Now, Dr. Dan, we've been talking about the top four toxins to avoid putting in your mouth. We went through trans fats. We've covered high fructose corn syrup, which are two of the most common ingredients, I think, in a lot of the different foods that we eat and drink. We talked at length last week on MSG and monosodium glutamate, but I think that this is an important topic to hit on again, because this is another toxic, as you say in your article, this is another toxic food additive that's been reported to cause so many different symptoms that I think many people experience and just live with on a daily basis.
Certainly. I mean, if you're out there getting headaches on a routine basis, if you have muscle pain, joint stiffness, if you have issues with difficulty of breathing where it sort of just onsets all of a sudden, you know, it's not there, then it's suddenly there. If you're having trouble with nausea and vomiting, if you're having actually irregular heartbeat, which is kind of a scary thing, and even linked to depression, all of those things have been linked back to MSG. And that's not just me in my office. This is, you know, George Swartz, medical doctor, talking about in Bad Taste, the MSG syndrome, talking about this. Now, I've seen this to be very true in my office. When we're looking at these things, what we do, I've had people actually walk into our office, and when they walked into their office, you know, they're going through this whole scenario and just be like, did she have MSG? And it's like, I don't know, maybe it's just God talking all of a sudden through us, but it's just very obvious. We're like, okay, we just got to start cleansing this, drink a lot of water, and, you know, we'll settle it down. But I mean, this is a trigger, guys. This is a trigger. Now, what is monosodium glutamate? Well, we've talked about this last, in another, radio show. But what I want you to get is it's basically a chemical toxin that swells the nerves of the body. Why do they put it in food? Well, guess what? It causes your nerves of your tongue to taste food differently. So in other words, it fakes you out that the food actually tastes good. And so because it causes this, you know, to happen, it becomes up in a lot of foods. You know, to be honest with you, it is hard to find foods today that are manufactured without MSG. It's not impossible, but it is definitely hard. There's more and more stuff coming out without it, but it is in a lot of foods. And so if you are one of these sufferers, for sure it's something to, you know, to look at and try to get out of your diet.
And that makes a lot of sense, because if you're experiencing these things and you don't know why, and as you just said, many times we go through the medical process and we don't necessarily get the answers that can really help us find the solutions, then it could, you know, it's hard to believe that it could boil down to something so simple, but sometimes life's most complicated problems have the most simple solutions.
And that's certainly true, Stephen. And one of the things that happens in my office is, you know, I do a global history. In other words, I look at everything. When you go into a typical doctor's office today, they've all gotten to specialties. So they specialize in headaches, or they specialize in these other things. And when they don't look at the global picture anymore. And, you know, the medical doctors and doctors, you know, from 50 years ago were experts at this. And so we're bringing back that traditional medicine concept of saying, let's look at everything that's going on and lump these things together. I just had a patient the other day where it was, you know, without getting into her whole history, she had one piece of history that showed, you know, up here and, you know, ended up in a problem showing up. And then 6 months later, she had something else show up. And another 6 months later, she had something else show up. And all the medical doctors were saying, well, this is the deal, this is a diagnosis, and they're totally unrelated. But I'm a lumper together, and I'm realizing that there was some breakdown that happened before that. So we go back and we figure out what the, you know, what happened prior to that, what's causing it, things to be out of balance. And we started moving these things back, and we started saying, okay, well, let's turn this process around and start feeding the body back to health and start to change this probable predictable future. And that's what happens. So it's very important to look at these little things. So, I mean, I told the story last week, but, you know, I've had a patient that was getting, you know, about 15, 20 migraines a month that were blinding migraines that were, you know, for 20 to 30 minutes, could not walk, could not talk. He just had to, you know, sit down in the spot that he was at. And that's how bad it was. Numbness in the fingers and toes. And we got him off of MSG, fed a gland in his brain called the pituitary gland with some nutrition, and all of a sudden turned it around. So we fed the brain and we took out the toxic trigger and turned it around. Within 1 month, he was down to one migraine. Within 2 months, he hasn't had them since. And that's now 2 years. I mean, it's just mind boggling what's happening with these toxins we're putting in our food.
I don't get them often, but I've had a blinding headache like that. I don't know if I'd necessarily classify it as a migraine, but I understand that where it just gets so bad, you have to go into like a dark room and just lay down somewhere, and any possible, what's the word I'm looking for? Any possible exterior sensation that you can experience just has to be blocked out, from light to, you know, noise or anything else. And it's just amazing that, again, something so simple can make, I can just imagine how much of a dramatic difference it made in his life if he was experiencing that type of pain on a regular basis. How much of a life-changing experience that would have been.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the point of it is again with these toxins, the reason to keep them out of there is for you to experience your ideal health. Now, one of the questions that comes up with a lot of people when they hear me limit, in other words, take something away, I try to teach them how to replace. So what is a good replacement for this, or what is a good replacement for that? So I explain those things. But one of the questions that I ask, and this is a serious question, guys, so I want you to hang in there and listen to this question. Really think about it deeply. What's wrong with limiting what you choose to do so that you can, or choose to eat so that you can live your life at the same level and produce at the same level and live your life to the fullest? In other words, what's wrong with saying, I'm going to pull out MSG so that I can live my life to the fullest, as opposed to saying, I'm just going to keep on eating MSG and I'm going to deal with the pain and not live my life to the fullest, and I'm not going to fulfill what God has in store for me, or I'm just going to feel, you know, like, you know, very poorly all the time, or I might not be the same father to my children because I'm irritable, because I'm tired, and not because I've got, you know, pain. I mean, what's wrong with removing something if it's going to allow you to live a better life? And that's a very personal question, but when you get into it, it really wakes some questions up for you, because sometimes it's patterns that you've learned from a kid saying, I'm not going to do that. I want my high fructose corn syrup, but this is important to me. And then think about it. You know, what does it mean to you?
Well, and this sort of brings us to our next point and the fourth toxin, and that's artificial sweeteners. And, you know, artificial sweeteners came on the scene, and I don't know how long ago, but it was supposed to be something that, all right, let's avoid something that we believe is unhealthy for us. And I never understood the concept of somebody taking something that was made in nature, which is sugar, you know, natural sugar, and taking it out of what we eat in our diet and replacing it with something that's man-made as a chemical and telling me that that's better for me. That concept has always baffled me, because it's a man-made chemical that's supposed to mimic the taste of sugar, and you say it's toxic and it can cause just a host of problems.
Certainly. And it's not just me, guys. I want you to understand that, you know, when I bring something to you, it's not just saying, oh, I heard this on this, you know, somewhere. You read the article, you'll see that, a neurologist, a very well-known neurologist named Russell Blaylock, has written a book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. And he's talked all about these artificial sweeteners and MSG and how these excitotoxins are affecting our brains. So understand this. When you're looking at your kid running around with attention deficit disorder, or maybe not that bad, maybe it's just a little bit more excitable than you think you were when you were a kid, you have to start asking, well, maybe your child has something different in their food supply. Maybe we're irritating their nervous system in a way we never did before. So here's the kicker. There's been not just one, but several different studies done with artificial sweeteners, like taking somebody that has lemonade with artificial sweeteners on one side of the table and taking somebody with artificial sweeteners on a regular sweetener or sugar on the other side of the table, and they all had the same food available to them. Guess who ate more?
Who?
the group with the artificial sweeteners. So the whole concept of the artificial sweeteners is so that you lose weight, right? So that you don't gain weight, so you're not putting that sugar. And so the whole point of it doesn't even work, because when they're not actually getting what they're supposed to be getting in the food, like you're not getting the actual little bit of sugar that, you know, that's there, then the artificial sweeteners, and I can't get into the technical part of it, but it actually changes the way that your body responds to it, and you end up eating more food, so you end up gaining more weight anyway. So is that not enough of a reason to stop them? The only people that have any, you know, real question mark with this is people that have sugar challenges like diabetes, and then we have to move them towards other things like stevia, which is a natural herb that's sweet, okay, and that won't affect blood sugar, or xylitol, which will affect your blood sugar some, but nowhere near as much as sugar will, and that's a sugar alcohol, which we can talk about in another show.
And that's just it just amazes me how much stuff we're taught, how much information we're given that takes us away from the ultimate goal, which is creating good health for ourselves.
Certainly. And it's sad, but that is sometimes what business. And, you know, business is never going to be about your best health. Business is going to be about the bottom line. And I don't have anything wrong with the people who are working in these places. I used to work out of Atlanta, right? So I had many, many executives from Coca-Cola coming into me for nutrition advice. And guess what? One of the things that I would eventually recommend is they're not drinking the Cokes. And you know how many of them said, well, I don't drink the Cokes. You know, I might drink the Odwella juices, but I don't drink the Cokes. Why? Because they are already in my office saying, I want to change something about my health. And they know, okay? They know what's happening. So I have nothing against the companies. They're just doing their business. But the reality of it is that if you're drinking, three, five sodas a day, you probably have some challenges, even if they are with artificial sweeteners.
Well, the good news is that Dr. Dan's business is all about your good health. So if you want to talk with someone who can guide you and consult with you and lead you down a path that will get you to the health that you desire, to get you to the health that you deserve, contact Dr. Dan Cuney today. Call him for a consult over the phone. Set an appointment in his office if you like what you hear. Give him an opportunity to show you what you can do to be healthier in your life, and you can reach him today at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. He also has plenty of resources available on his website that you can research firsthand. Just go to drdanwellness.com. As he said before, all of the stuff that he teaches and talks about in his practice and even here on the show comes from science that shows how important good nutritional information can impact your health. So it's all based from experience, not just from his own, but from many other people who are in the healthcare industry and in the nutritional business that can help you understand how to take better care of your health. If you want more information, get it today at drdanwellness.com or call him directly at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. When you're on his website, there's another free resource for you aside from the stuff on the website itself. Check out his event calendar. Once a month, he teaches a free nutritional class, and you can find on the website, Dr. Dan Wellness, when the next one is so that you can go in and get more information. We're going to be back to wrap up this edition of Life, Business, and Money, so stay right here.